In 2014, Lo Bosworth's life seemed perfect on the surface. Thriving career as a content creator in New York City, serious relationship, everything going according to plan. Then one morning, she woke up to a racing heart, tingling sensations, and throat tightness that made breathing nearly impossible. This wasn't just a one-time panic attack. It became a recurring nightmare that divided her life into before and after. What followed was an 18-month medical odyssey where doctors dismissed her physical symptoms as merely emotional or attention-seeking, despite her insistence that something was physiologically wrong. When blood tests finally revealed severe vitamin B and D deficiencies, the validation was overwhelming. Lo had been right all along. Her journey through chronic health issues, from debilitating anxiety to persistent yeast infections, eventually led her to create a women's health company offering affordable, doctor-developed products. Initially mocked as the vagina lady, Lo embraced her role in destigmatizing women's intimate health conversations, transforming her personal suffering into purpose. Love Yourself Well has become a sensation among celebrities and wellness influencers, praised for its revolutionary approach to women's health that connects the gut, brain, and vagina in ways conventional medicine often overlooks. The book's practical 5-week program has helped thousands of women reclaim their health by understanding that everything in the body is connected and that loving yourself well begins with listening to what your body is trying to tell you. When we talk about women's health, we often compartmentalize issues. Digestive problems go to a gastroenterologist, mood disorders to a psychiatrist, and vaginal health concerns to a gynecologist. This siloed approach misses the profound connections between these systems that Lo Bosworth calls the gut-brain-vagina GBV axis. This revolutionary framework recognizes that these three areas are inextricably linked. If one part becomes leaky, not functioning properly, and allowing toxins to cross protective borders, the others can become compromised too. The gut-vagina connection is particularly overlooked in popular health discussions, despite its critical importance for women's well-being. Consider what happens when you take antibiotics for a sinus infection. Those antibiotics don't just target the bacteria in your sinuses, they carpet bomb your entire microbiome, including beneficial bacteria in your gut and vagina. This disruption can trigger a cascade of seemingly unrelated symptoms: brain fog, anxiety, yeast infections, and digestive issues. Achieving homeostasis, that blissful state where everything works harmoniously, requires supporting all three components of the GBV axis simultaneously. This means making intentional choices about what you consume, how you move your body, and how you manage stress. It's not about perfection. Even Lo still enjoys vodka martinis and cheese. Rather, it's about making informed choices rather than convenient ones that ultimately harm your health. The 5-week program outlined in the book helps you make these small but seismic changes through reducing toxins, eating nutrient-dense meals, taking essential supplements, feeding good bacteria, and adopting stress-neutralizing strategies. When these three systems, gut, brain, and vagina, function optimally together, you experience what Lo calls whole-body harmony, a state where physical symptoms disappear and emotional well-being flourishes. The word hysteria comes from the Greek hystera, meaning uterus. Until 1980, female hysteria was included in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, pathologizing normal female emotions as mental illness. This historical context explains why women still struggle to get accurate health information today. Even in the 21st century, women's physical complaints are routinely attributed to hormones or emotions, regardless of symptoms. Dr. Jody Horton, an OBGYN and medical advisor for Love Wellness, describes being called to examine ER patients with abdominal pain simply because they're female, even finding cases where doctors diagnosed cervical tenderness in patients who'd had hysterectomies years earlier. The paradox women face is maddening. Legitimate reproductive complaints are frequently downplayed, just take an Advil, while non-reproductive health issues are attributed to the uterus or hormones. One friend endured nearly a decade of unbearable period pain before finally switching doctors and receiving an endometriosis diagnosis. Another colleague with severe bloating was told she was being emotional about her pain, only to later have a Nerf football-sized cyst removed from her ovary after her physician father intervened. Medical research has historically excluded women, with the FDA barring women of reproductive age from drug trials in the 1970s to protect theoretical future children and avoid the complication of hormones. This created a male default medical model that ignores biological differences. Diseases affecting women more frequently, migraines, autoimmune conditions, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, remain under-researched and underdiagnosed. Modern medical care prioritizes volume over thoroughness, with typical appointments lasting just 10 minutes. This convenience care sometimes works, but often fails patients, especially women. One friend self-treated a UTI with leftover antibiotics rather than navigating the healthcare system, only to have symptoms return with a resistant infection requiring multiple rounds of different antibiotics. Being a good patient often means being silent when treatments fail. Studies show female ER patients with severe pain wait 33% longer for medication than men with identical pain scores. The bad patient isn't combative, but insistent in self-advocacy. This means coming prepared with symptom diaries and research, asking questions, taking notes, and pushing back against dismissive responses. Annual wellness exams are crucial for preventative care rather than only seeing doctors during emergencies. Mark your calendar for a consistent date each year and verify ahead of time which tests will be included. Remember that most appointments are only 10 to 15 minutes, which is why prioritizing questions and sometimes scheduling follow-up appointments is necessary for quality care. Before anything else, maintaining a balanced gut microbiome is paramount for overall health. The digestive system is like a donut hole running through your body, a tube where everything inside, including food and the 100 trillion microbial cells, isn't technically part of you. This gut microbiome, weighing 3 to 5 pounds, contains 3 times more cells than the entire human body, with over 1,000 unique species. The gut wall serves 3 vital functions: nutrient absorption, breaking down food into usable components, protection, preventing harmful substances from entering the bloodstream through tight junctions, and burning away infections with the help of good bacteria that create an acidic environment. A healthy gut wall, supported by a balanced microbiome, effectively absorbs nutrients while keeping toxins, germs, and allergens contained within the digestive tract for elimination. When the microbiome becomes imbalanced, the gut wall's tight junctions can loosen, allowing toxins, allergens, germs, and undigested food particles to pass into the bloodstream, a condition known as intestinal permeability, or leaky gut. Symptoms include frequent infections, worsening allergies, digestive issues, gas, bloating, IBS, skin problems, UTIs, yeast infections, fatigue, and brain fog. Dr. Francis believes up to 70% of Americans have some degree of leaky gut, though it's rarely diagnosed by conventional medicine. Factors that can damage the gut wall include alcohol, antibiotics, artificial sweeteners, birth control pills, environmental toxins, NSAIDs, poor diet, and stress, essentially modern living itself. Our immune system distinguishes between nutrients, recognized as you, and foreign invaders like allergens and toxins, not you. When the gut wall is breached, the immune system launches an attack. The microbiome living on the gut wall acts as an early warning system, alerting immune cells. An imbalanced microbiome can trigger an exaggerated immune response, causing the body to attack even its own cells. Ironically, our modern obsession with cleanliness may make us more vulnerable. Children raised in overly sanitized environments develop less tolerance to pathogens, making their immune systems more reactive when exposed to them later in life. To maintain microbiome balance and reduce inflammation, eat more plant fiber to feed beneficial bacteria, consider taking probiotic supplements as an insurance policy, don't dismiss gut symptoms as mere lifestyle issues, and reduce gluten consumption, as it activates zonulin, a protein that widens gut wall junctions, allowing larger particles through and triggering immune responses. Leaky brain occurs when harmful substances penetrate the blood-brain barrier, BBB, an intricate network of capillaries protecting the brain. Like the gut wall, the BBB has tight junctions that allow only essential small molecules, oxygen, lipids, to pass through while blocking toxins. Larger necessary molecules like glucose require special transport proteins. When someone has leaky gut, an imbalanced microbiome, and an overactive immune response, their BBB becomes vulnerable. Foreign invaders entering through gut leaks travel via the bloodstream, and inflammatory cytokines can damage the BBB's tight junctions, allowing harmful molecules to reach the brain and potentially impact mental and cognitive health. Breakdown of the blood-brain barrier has been associated with serious degenerative disorders like multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's disease. Other issues include memory loss, anxiety, depression, migraines, and sleep problems. Lo connects her own cognitive health and mood issues to antibiotic overuse that decimated her gut microbiome, suggesting how gut health directly impacts brain function and mental well-being. The gut-brain connection creates vicious cycles. Poor sleep impacts microbiome diversity, leading to gut imbalance, which causes more sleep disruption, inflammation, and further BBB damage. Certain beneficial gut bacteria strains specifically support mental health. They're called psychobiotics. Studies show promising results. UK research found women drinking fermented milk with Lactobacillus casei shirota reported improved mood compared to placebo groups. A French study showed participants taking Lactobacillus helveticus and Bifidobacterium longum experienced decreased negative mood and lower cortisol levels. The brain has its own dedicated cleanup operation called the glymphatic system. This system works by allowing cerebrospinal fluid to flood into the brain with nutrients, then rush back out, taking brain trash like inflammatory molecules and toxins with it. This crucial cleanup process happens primarily during deep sleep, when brain interstitial spaces expand. Without proper deep sleep, neurotoxic trash accumulates, leading to fogginess, bleak moods, and anxiety. To support brain health, you must address the root causes of brain inflammation, starting with gut health. An anti-inflammatory diet rich in antioxidants is crucial for combating oxidative stress in the brain. Antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E, and compounds in foods like blueberries, dark chocolate, and leafy greens neutralize harmful free radicals that cause cellular damage. Spices like turmeric contain curcumin, which bonds with toxic metals and helps remove them from the body. The brain can form new neural pathways throughout life, a process called neuroplasticity. Activities that promote new brain cell growth include traveling to new environments, playing memory games, learning musical instruments, using your non-dominant hand for everyday tasks, making things, and dancing. The vagina, though last in the gut-brain-vagina, GBV axis, can cause the most immediate misery when imbalanced. Unlike subtle gut or brain issues that develop gradually, vaginal problems demand constant attention, creating not just physical discomfort but emotional burden. Like the gut wall and blood-brain barrier, vaginal walls are porous, allowing small molecules to cross into the bloodstream, with vaginal tissue being 4 times more absorbent than outer skin. Unlike the gut's robust immune response, the vagina has fewer immunity foot soldiers, and its defense system fluctuates with hormonal changes throughout the month and lifetime. The vaginal microbiome contains over 100 strains of bacteria, yeasts, and fungi that maintain acidic pH to burn up harmful organisms and block toxins from crossing into the bloodstream. While distinct from the gut microbiome, they share many similar strains and communicate constantly through quorum sensing or bacterial crosstalk, chemical signals that allow bacteria in different locations to coordinate. There's also bacterial crosswalk, where gut bacteria physically migrate across the mucus trail from anus to vagina. A healthy vagina should be acidic, pH 3.8 to 4.5, similar to red wine and more acidic than coffee. The dominant probiotic strain, Lactobacillus, maintains this acidity by producing lactic acid that destroys germs, along with bacteriocin, the vagina's organic antibiotic. When lactobacilli levels drop, yeasts like candida can overgrow. Common vaginal issues include bacterial overgrowth, causing frothy green grape discharge with fishy odor, and yeast infections. Risk factors include multiple sexual partners, douching, scented soaps, antibiotics, stress, diabetes, birth control pills, IUDs, and pregnancy. To maintain vaginal health, you must be extremely selective about everything that goes in or near it. Bath soap, with its extremely alkaline pH of 12, nearly as alkaline as bleach, neutralizes the acid needed for vaginal health. Even personal care cleansers often contain harmful ingredients like surfactants, SLS, SLES, parabens, and fragrances that can cause irritation, dryness, micro tears, hormonal imbalance, and increased infection risk. An entire industry was built on making women feel insecure about their natural vaginal scent, dating back to the early 1900s when Lysol advertised disinfectant for feminine hygiene with harmful chemicals that caused burns and even deaths. A healthy vagina naturally has an earthy, musky scent that varies with hormones, stress, and activity, not a floral or perfumed smell. Only truly foul odors, fishy, gassy, rotten, indicate potential infection or disease requiring medical attention. The vagina isn't just self-cleaning, it's more like an acid wash with an always open faucet. Vaginal discharge is completely normal and healthy, with glands producing fluids during arousal and cervical mucus constantly flowing to maintain acidic pH, support the microbiome, and lubricate tissues to prevent micro tears. The gut, brain, and vagina function as interconnected partners in a three-way relationship, constantly communicating with and influencing each other's health and function across different body systems. The gut and brain are intimately linked through our nervous system, with the gut often providing more accurate emotional signals than our rational brain. The gut contains 500 million neurons, 5 times more than the spinal cord, earning it the nickname second brain. While the brain handles thinking and cognitive functions, the gut controls digestion and metabolism, with both constantly exchanging messages about hunger, fullness, and emotional states through neural pathways. The vagus nerve, VN, Latin for wanderer, is the longest nerve outside the spinal column and connects the brain to virtually every vital organ. It carries messages in both directions, 20% from brain to organs and 80% from organs to brain. When the VN functions properly, communication flows smoothly, but inflammation and stress can weaken it, disrupting hunger signals, immune response, and metabolism. Daily practices to stimulate and tone the vagus nerve include cold therapy, splashing cold water on face/neck, deep parasympathetic breathing, 4-7-8 count, buzzing activities, humming, chanting, singing, acupuncture, yoga poses, massage, socializing, laughter, consuming omega-3 fatty acids, zinc and probiotics, and sex. These practices help shift from the sympathetic nervous system, stress, fight or flight, to the parasympathetic nervous system, rest, digest, calm. The vagus nerve, VN, Latin for wanderer, is the longest nerve outside the spinal column and connects the brain to virtually every vital organ. It carries messages in both directions, 20% from brain to organs and 80% from organs to brain. When the VN functions properly, communication flows smoothly, but inflammation and stress can weaken it, disrupting hunger signals, immune response, and metabolism. Daily practices to stimulate and tone the vagus nerve include cold therapy, splashing cold water on face/neck, deep parasympathetic breathing, 4-7-8 count, buzzing activities, humming, chanting, singing, acupuncture, yoga poses, massage, socializing, laughter, consuming omega-3 fatty acids, zinc and probiotics, and sex. These practices help switch from the sympathetic nervous system, stress, fight or flight, to the parasympathetic nervous system, rest, digest, calm. The vagina connects to the brain through 3 major nerve pathways: the pudendal nerve, clitoris, pelvic nerve, vagina, and hypogastric nerve, cervix, uterus. The vagus nerve also reaches the uterus and cervix, enabling cervical stimulation to strengthen the vagus nerve and support the gut-brain-vagina axis. The immune system constantly distinguishes between self and not-self, defending against foreign substances. The microbiome remains not-self, but coexists peacefully within sealed gut walls. When microbes leak through, they trigger immune responses. The system comprises organs, thymus, bone marrow, spleen, tonsils, white blood cells, and proteins, with the gut blocking harmful substances and producing antibodies daily. Mucosal tissue, though seemingly gross, is essential to our immune system. The body's entire slime coating, melt, houses 70 to 80% of our antibodies. When under attack, mucus production increases to flush out germs. Different body areas have specialized mucus, with varying consistency, thin and watery for eyes, thick for the stomach, porous for the small intestine, and gel-like for lungs. The endocrine system functions like an Amazon fulfillment center, organs, glands, and hormones moving rapidly in different directions, yet coordinating perfectly to deliver the right substances to the right destinations. This complex system manages over 50 hormones that control everything from hunger and metabolism to desire and sleep cycles. Each player on the GBV axis serves as a crucial endocrine organ, with the microbiome acting as supervisor of this hormonal warehouse. The Love Wellness Plan combines all previously shared knowledge into a practical 5-week program developed with certified dietitian nutritionist Janine Higby. This comprehensive approach helps support gut, brain, and vagina health to achieve whole body balance. The plan follows 3 guiding principles: listen to your body, recognize everything is connected, and commit to making an effort. Rather than focusing on deprivation or calorie counting, the plan emphasizes swapping nutrient-poor processed foods for nutrient-dense whole foods that benefit the GBV axis. It recommends following the program every 3 months to maintain optimal health while removing environmental toxins and establishing new habits that heal and seal the gut, brain, and vagina. Week 1 focuses on preparation without overwhelming your system. Small, manageable changes begin supporting gut, brain, and vagina health while allowing your brain time to adjust. The plan recommends starting on Saturday to use weekend time for reorganizing and settling into new routines. You'll gradually reduce caffeine, start taking 5 essential supplements, multivitamin mineral, omega-3 fatty acids, fiber/prebiotics, probiotics, and L-glutamine, locate sources for organic foods, remove toxins from your bathroom and kitchen, and establish healthy lifestyle habits. Week 2 focuses on removing inflammatory triggers that cause leaky gut. You'll cut back dietary disruptors by 75%, particularly gluten, sugar, alcohol, processed foods, and certain medications. Gluten proteins release zonulin, which increases intestinal permeability even in non-celiac individuals. Sugar and artificial sweeteners disrupt the microbiome and create addiction patterns through dopamine pathways. Alcohol is identified as a neurotoxin that damages the gut lining. The lifestyle component builds on week 1 habits, adding consistent bedtimes, meditation, Epsom salt baths, more orgasms, singing for vagus nerve stimulation, and lymphatic jumping exercises. Week 3 builds on previous progress by focusing on adding beneficial foods after the detox period has helped seal the gut. You'll eat the rainbow of colorful fruits and vegetables that provide essential anti-inflammatory polyphenols, incorporate quality carbohydrates like resistant starches, soak legumes and nuts to remove anti-nutrients, and add gut superfoods like bone broth and fermented foods. Lifestyle practices expand to include shutting off electronic devices before bed, spending time in nature, weekly sweat sessions, more orgasms, neck self-massage, and increased movement if energy permits. Week 4 shifts to the remaining macronutrients, fats and protein. You'll focus on anti-inflammatory fats, reducing omega-6s from industrial seed oils while increasing omega-3s from fish or algae, incorporate herbs and spices for their antioxidant properties, and ensure adequate protein intake, 1.2 to 1.8 grams per kilogram of body weight daily. New lifestyle additions include morning sunlight exposure, combining sex with sound for vagus nerve stimulation, and adding social connection and laughter to stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system. Week 5 focuses on maintaining good habits while reintroducing foods mindfully. You'll test your tolerance to previously eliminated foods through a structured reintroduction process, tracking reactions over 48 hours. The plan emphasizes finding balance that preserves GBV axis harmony while allowing occasional indulgences. Continue taking multivitamins, omega-3 supplements, probiotics, and daily fiber while maintaining the lifestyle practices that have become part of your routine. The Love Wellness Plan isn't about deprivation, but about swapping inflammatory ingredients for gut-friendly alternatives. Lo Bosworth, a culinary school graduate with training in classic French cooking and farm-to-table techniques, shares her go-to meals, all gluten-free and mostly dairy-free, with occasional goat or sheep's milk cheese. The Microbiome Support Smoothie delivers all essential nutrients while being anti-inflammatory and gut-friendly. It combines protein powder, crushed ice, water or nut milk, raw almond butter, organic spinach, and optional supplements for a nutrient-dense meal containing protein, fiber, and healthy fats. For breakfast, options include ghee breakfast eggs, scrambled eggs cooked in ghee with avocado slices and organic sprouts, cauliflower breakfast bowl, cauliflower rice with crispy sausage, fresh parsley, fried egg, and avocado, breakfast salad, arugula, quinoa, goat cheese, nuts, and blueberries, and make-ahead goat cheese egg cups. Dressings like ranch replacement, avocado mayo, almond milk, vinegar, lemon juice, and herbs, and green tang, fresh herbs, lemon, olive oil, garlic, anchovies, and avocado mayo add flavor without inflammatory ingredients. Main dishes include chorizo and goat cheese quesadillas on gluten-free tortillas, crispy rice with salmon and avocado, broccoli and bacon quiche in gluten-free crusts, classic meatballs with vegetables, spatchcock chicken, and classic crunchy tacos with corn tortillas. For those who love soups and salads, options include classic green soup, a vibrant detox soup with celery, garlic, leek, zucchini, broccoli, and herbs, white bean turkey chili, healthy ginger ramen with miracle noodles, citrus salad with blood oranges and olives, and raw veggie chop salad packed with organic vegetables. Side dishes feature rice with peas, herbs, and feta, creamy mashed cauliflower, and roasted vegetable platters. For those with a sweet tooth, there are gluten-free chocolate cupcakes using cassava flour and sweet potato brownies that incorporate roasted sweet potatoes for natural moisture. These recipes demonstrate that eating for gut, brain, and vaginal health doesn't mean sacrificing flavor or satisfaction. By making thoughtful substitutions and focusing on whole, nutrient-dense ingredients, you can enjoy delicious meals that support your entire body. Openly discussing vaginal health remains challenging, but necessary. When Lo launched her intimate care company, she had to overcome her own discomfort with public discussions about personal health. Eventually, using appropriate anatomical terms became liberating rather than embarrassing. Dr. Horton shares how some women are so uncomfortable with the word vagina, they'll change tables in restaurants, which unfortunately makes them less likely to seek medical help when needed. Shame around vaginal health, like gut and brain health issues, creates unnecessary suffering. Breaking the silence helps everyone. When we're honest about our experiences, we encourage others to talk about theirs, creating a virtuous cycle of women helping women. The Love Wellness Plan isn't just about physical health. It's about reclaiming your power in a healthcare system that often dismisses women's concerns. It's about understanding the connections between different body systems and recognizing that symptoms in one area may originate elsewhere. It's about making informed choices rather than convenient ones that ultimately harm your health. When you reach homeostasis through a balanced microbiome, well-supported GBV axis, toned vagus nerve, and healthy mucus layer, you'll feel light, clear, energized, and happy. Women must advocate for their own health by finding receptive medical professionals who listen, believe, and follow up appropriately. The next time you're tempted to preface a health concern with, "This is embarrassing, but," remember that openness relieves shame and could start a life-changing conversation. No one can or should love you as well as you love yourself. By listening to your body's whispers before they become screams, you take the first step toward loving yourself well.